This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hello, everybody. Just a very quick announcement before we start the show today. So, drum roll. God, I should just put in a actual drum roll. We have a Patreon now. Bam, 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 bam. Patreon.com/punchupthejam. $7 a month. You can support the show. It won't change the podcast as you know it at all. You're still going to be able to listen to it every episode for free. But if you want to subscribe to our Patreon, we will have some bonus things for you, such as being able to download the punch-ups once a week, including lyric sheets. We're going to have all of the punch-ups available on the Patreon for you to download and listen to at your leisure without our commentary on top of it. We're going to have bonus episodes of the show that won't be featuring new punch-ups, but will just be kind of like Miel and I talking every week about whatever you want us to talk about. We've recorded a few episodes so far, and it's very fun and riff-heavy, and it's just us sort of hanging out for 30 minutes to 45 minutes a week. And, you know, maybe if you like us, you'll like that. You're also going to be able to vote on what songs we punch up in the main feed. We're going to try and do a thing where every month Miel and I will collaborate on one punch-up together at least once a month on these episodes. And for those episodes, we're going to, you know, host a little poll so that you can vote on what song you want it to be based on. We'll give you a few choices of what we're feeling and let you guys have a little agency over that pick. And then finally, we're going to be putting together behind-the-punch-up videos for those collaborations that we do so that you can see, I don't know, the little fun moments that happen when we're recording, because sometimes it's weird to record these things and pretend like this is just normal music production and not two idiots sometimes going to record things in their car or just doing weird squeal sounds for effects into a microphone. So if you want to support the show, that's a great way to do it. You can go to patreon.com/punchupthejam. We're going to mention it again at the end, but that's just so you know exactly what we're announcing, and you can also find the details on our Twitter. I feel like when I get nervous, I go into Cosby voice, so I'm going to stop that and just say go check out our Patreon, and please enjoy the show.
Hello, everybody. Thank you for coming out to the UCB Sunset Theater. Please welcome Punch Up the Jam!
Punch it!
Greetings!
Hey, everybody! I'm Sonic the Hedgehog.
I'm a Dracula but a child.
Welcome to Punch Up the Jam.
Thanks for coming. I can't do this voice the whole time.
Yeah, we're not going to do our voices. We'll kill our throats before we have to sing a fucking song.
If you're listening at home, first of all, you should know something that everyone else in the room knows. We're dressed like fucking weirdos.
It is our Halloween show.
Halloween. Very spooky. I'm dressed like Sonic the Hedgehog.
Well, he's a monster.
Yeah, he's a monster. Dracula's a monster because he sucks blood. Sonic is a monster because he won't reveal who he voted for. We all know.
I heard that.
Stop looking at my hat collection. But yeah, we decided to dress up. We haven't told anyone in the audience what song we're doing, so thank you all for coming out despite that.
Little clue, it'll thrill ya.
It's gonna thrill ya. It's a song by a pretty young thing. It's a song that, do you want to tell them about the way it makes you feel?
Huh, I don't know. Maybe we should just press play?
Let's just press play on Monster Mash. That's a bit that doesn't work for the people at home because they saw the title. So
yeah,
thanks for sitting through that.
Thanks for listening to a live episode, I guess. So if you're just joining us, are there any first timers here? No. One, two, thank you for coming blindly.
Yeah, that's, you've been tricked by your friends.
What do we do here?
Do I got to explain it?
I think you do.
Okay, what we do on this podcast is we take a song that everyone knows, a song that maybe most people love. Yep. It's popular for a reason.
Yep.
And then we roast the fuck out of it. And then we fix it.
True.
Right.
And boy, did we fix this one.
Oh, boy, did we fix this song. And boy, is it not good.
Yeah, that's one way to describe it. So, Monster Mash, you wanted to do.
Yes,
why?
I did. Why? Because it's like, it's the most popular Halloween song. It's an explicitly Halloween song. And I think that the lyrics are an attempt to tell a story that doesn't hold up to cross-examination.
So I wanted to take a look at the lyrics and then talk about how we've just been accepting this for years.
Since, and we don't have to.
No, we don't.
There's a lot of other Halloween songs
this
that can
Halloween,
play.
Put your foot down and say no when you hear the Monster Mash come on.
If you find yourself in like a fourth grade classroom's Halloween party,
right?
Make them change the fucking music.
Yeah.
So I have a couple fun facts I'm going to read from memory.
Sure.
The song was released in 1962.
Oh my God.
So I was only 15.
Rugrats had just ended its first season. You knew it was coming.
Doesn't make me any less mad. By Bobby Boris Pickett. No, Boris is not his middle name, but he was trying to sing like Boris on this song.
Who? Boris the Frankenstein.
The Boris the Frankenstein. I didn't bother getting his last name. Yeah. Karloff?
Oh, yes.
That
Boris
feels
Karloff.
Right.
Yeah, who played Frankenstein.
Thank you, audience.
Ooh, I
you
love guys, live I do fact
ask
checking.
You, yeah, I know. I ask you not to, but I do actually appreciate it.
It works here.
So get this. He was an aspiring actor, and then he just like sang with his band, The Cordials, at night. And then one night, he just like for fun did a monologue in The Imitation, and his bandmate was like, yo, dude, you maybe have something special there.
Sure.
You should write a whole novelty song around this.
Which is funny because we're not going to play the video tonight, but if you go home and watch the video for Monster Mash, it's just him making a bunch of faces and like doing some weird like hand exercises the entire song. It's fascinating.
I don't know how to feel about Bobby Pickett, but let me tell you a little more about him. After they recorded it, well, maybe I should tell you how they recorded it. They laid it down in 2 hours and they wrote the lyrics for 30 minutes.
Yeah.
And then a then unknown Leon Russell played the piano on this, which is wild if you know his career at all. It's she gets it.
I don't know who Leon Russell is. I'm going to admit
that. Pull over in your car and Google it.
Well, I'm here on stage. Wait. Okay, you tell me who Leon Russell is.
You got to Google it.
But we're doing a thing.
No, this episode has homework.
All right, well, I hope Leon Russell doesn't come up again for the next hour.
They didn't have, like, any money to make it, so all the spooky sound effects they just made in studio. So the sound of the cauldron is just water and a straw. And no, this one's crazy. The sound of the chains rattling on the floor were actually just chains being dropped on the floor.
Ingenuity.
Fucking wild, yeah. Man. So then after they recorded it, him and his bandmate, Paxton, released the song. I don't have a first name.
We don't need it.
I'm not a scientist. They submitted the song to multiple record labels, and guess what? They all rejected it.
Why?
It's not a good song.
Well, they're laughing now. I'm sure Capitol Records is like, if only we had accepted the Monster Mash.
Yeah, and they too said it like Boris Karloff.
Yes. Everyone talks like this in this industry.
It's true, guys. This industry is horrible. So he was all pissed, and he was like, I'm doing it anyway. And he released 1,000 copies, sent them out to radio stations, and you know what? People liked it.
And the rest was history.
Kind of, except...
Okay.
He then was like, you know what? If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Except I'm going to fix it about 7 times. I'm going to keep releasing variations of this song.
Up until the day he died, he was releasing remix versions of the Monster Mash, just with lyrics changed for things like...
Climate Mash was the most recent one.
He did one to encourage people to vote in, I think, 2004.
Yeah, raise awareness about climate change.
Yeah.
But he also, just a couple months after the first one, was like, I'm going to make one about Christmas.
Wait, what's is that one?
Monsters Holiday.
Monsters, great.
Nah, it didn't work. And then in the 80s, oh man, he was like, now I'm going to move the story ahead. He's not frustrated that they're all fucking dancing in his lab. We'll get to that later. He's mad that Frankenstein can't talk. So what if he talked through rap?
Mm-hmm. He released a song called The Monster Rap, and we have a clip. It's long, but I have to play all of it, and you will immediately understand why.
The kites went up without a hitch, then Eagle screamed,
out for this witch!
The boat came down, his head went zap. Now he's doing the monster rap. Shock the body, shock the body, body, shock the body. Body, body, shock the body.
Wait for it. Shock the body. Here's the best part.
I've given you a voice. Now rap for daddy.
Can you repeat that?
If you didn't hear that, he says, I've given you a voice. Now rap for daddy.
And then immediately after that, Frankenstein starts going like, well, my name is Frankenstein, and I loved it. Like, I swear. It's
I'm
fucking
starting to
phenomenal.
Think he had sex with Frankenstein.
He absolutely did. Rap for daddy.
I mean, pulling some things from my boudoir. Oh.
This is all from the bedside drawer next to your bed.
I did not buy any of this. So then one more follow-up on the song. He was like, song's not enough. I got to write a movie.
Oh, right. Yeah.
But get this. You know who directed that movie?
David Fincher.
Joel Cohen. And if
what?
You don't...
What? That's funnier than the fake idea of David Fincher. Okay, continue.
If you don't know who that is, he wrote a little movie called Toy Story.
Oh, wait, that... Okay. What the fuck?
You jumped on it before I was done. That's
Damn
on you.
It. I've been owned three times my own show. Continue.
To this day, Monster Mash the movie is the only thing he's ever directed.
Wait, is this the one that also wrote Garfield?
He did. And okay. Number two. And I think Bruce Almighty. He's got
an
a very IMDb if you want to do some more homework after this episode.
I wish that it was the Joel Cohen that made Barton Fink in
should've
the Big Lebowski.
Should have let me finish.
I should have.
The BBC banned the record from airplay on the grounds that it was too morbid.
What? All right, every line of this song that we go through, I'm going to try and figure out what part of this is morbid.
Don't worry, they undid it the next year. And then the last thing I'll say is, I don't know if you guys remember last Halloween, but there were a lot of articles circling about this song because this guy on Twitter, Lawrence Miles, said, guys, I think he sounds like this, guys, I'm here to red pill you all.
And that's how the tweet ends.
No, continue.
You've never heard the actual Monster Mash. You've just heard a record about the Monster Mash. Period. Line. Yeah.
Which is true, but there are a lot of other things about this song that... Because not only do you not hear... You hear a record about the Monster Mash, but they decide that the Monster Mash is three different things over the course of the song. They're like, it's a dance.
I mean, we'll get into it.
You will,
I just
yeah,
feel
I
like you should be aware of that history.
Right.
Just to see how it gels for you personally and your relationship to this
song. But can't deny history.
Yeah, as the great Lawrence Miles on Twitter said.
As he did
yeah.
say. All right, should we get into it?
I think it's time.
All right,
my
first
body's
clip.
Ready.
The song starts so beautifully. Like 18 seconds of this.
I know this song.
You. Wait, what song were you singing?
I thought it was a song from That Thing You Do.
It does sound a lot like That Thing You Do. Oh, it also sounds like I Want to Hold Your Hand, kind of.
Certainly does.
Yeah.
Yes.
I made a mashup of three different songs that it does sound like. Neither of those are... it sounds like so many songs. It's such a very basic song, but I had to do it.
For my monster from his slab.
Because they sound very similar, and you will agree,
suddenly,
I think.
To my surprise.
I remember when rock was young.
Yeah.
Sounds... I thought it was going to be Beverly Hills.
No. The next one might be. I'm kidding. It's not. It's... We talked about this. You know exactly what it is.
Oh, yeah. I do know what this is.
Same fucking song.
Honestly, it sounds good.
Yeah. Oh, you can't even hear it. It's Beverly Hills now. Whatever. People at home are laughing.
I thought you just really liked that one line of Creep.
Yeah. Like, yeah. You look just... like a feather.
That, I agree. That doesn't necessarily speak volumes about the originality of this jam.
No.
I can a little bit feel that it was recorded in 2 hours.
Yeah. It's
Although
four
none of that
notes.
Had come out yet, I don't think.
No, yeah. I think that
so
Radiohead ripped off...
So maybe everything's the Monster Mash?
I can't do that. I got to stick to my original thesis of every song ever made is the same as Beverly Hills by Weezer. Which is so far proven to be correct.
So we got some spooky sounds.
Yeah.
I don't know that they spooked me.
No, they're not scary.
I wasn't scared.
No, it just makes you think, oh, someone's dropping chains and there's a soda around.
Yeah, and a bong.
Oh, yeah, definitely a bong.
Someone's taken bong rips and taken off a lot of necklaces.
Ha 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 ha. There's a front door that just keeps getting blown open in the beginning of the song.
I hate that. Or maybe it's the baby from that Aaliyah song.
Oh, yeah. Before it's the baby from the Aaliyah song waking up. So before they go, Okay, and then also it has the best opening line, which is him saying, I was working in the lab. I love the way he says that, because it sounds like they woke him up and were like, you have to record now. And he's like, what? I was working in the lab.
Truly,
and he just
yawn.
Has to keep it up through the entire thing.
I also appreciate that, I mean, I will say this is a good thing. Sorry. I appreciate that in the first line, I'm like, oh, yeah, he's like a doctor.
Wait, you get doctor? Oh, because he says lab.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, he's a scientist.
I love a.
He
I
didn't
love
have
a
to
good
tell
setup.
Me,
yeah,
but I know it's yeah. like a good improv scene.
It also just makes you start thinking, well, oh, that wasn't a bong, that was beakers. He's doing an experiment.
He's bubbling beakers. I don't know what's in them, but
no,
they're always bubbling.
I hope he'll tell us. He won't.
He won't.
So then the song goes on.
I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
Got questions?
I do. First and foremost, is this man working with cadavers?
I think, oh, see, there's the morbidness. Yes, I think so. I was working in the lab late one night when my eyes beheld an eerie sight, for my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise, he did the mash.
No. He breezed right past the thing I want to hear about, which is, where'd you get that body, man?
Wait, you have a monster? The preamble to this story, the first page of the story is, so I've got a monster, and it really skips over the interesting part.
My question also, what were you going to do with it?
Yeah. Why is it so disconcerting that it's alive now? Why did you need it dead?
Well, I don't even feel like he's so surprised that it woke up. He's more surprised that it started dancing.
That's true. He's like, my eyes beheld an eerie sight. He's like, well, now hold on. That's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
he's not
know.
Supposed to
he
dance.
He might have just been sleeping. That's they didn't say for the first time.
Oh, yeah.
His monster could just be, it's late at night, 4 a.m. I wake up now. I had
That's
a
very true. It could have been that he... This monster was fucking sound asleep.
Yeah.
He's just working
he
late
on
at
a
night.
Slab.
Yeah.
Sure.
And he wakes up and starts dancing, and the scientist is like, but you're not supposed to dance.
Where did you learn that dance? YouTube doesn't exist yet.
That's, yeah. What resource are you learning for this information?
Yeah, so at first I trusted him because I was like, he's a scientist or a doctor. Like, okay, yeah, I trust you.
And all doctors are smart.
I watched House.
The way I said that in the silence is like, wait, does Demi not think doctors are good?
We're about to red pill all of you.
Yeah.
But then he gets into some kind of icky science there. I just got a lot of questions that he's not... I don't care about this monster dancing. I kind of am more of a cop in this scenario.
Too
what the
bad.
Fuck were you doing with that monster, man?
Too bad, because the only questions we're going to get answered are what happened after the monster started dancing. Because
okay.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
Wait, caught on in a flash with who?
With him.
With him?
The doctor started dancing too.
I was in my lab alone. This monster started dancing, and I had to join in.
It was contagious, baby.
It was a graveyard smash. Were they in a graveyard? Did it catch on in a graveyard?
I'm thinking, yo, all right, how long is this going? 10 minutes? I already got gross. Sorry. I think...
You're about to talk about edging?
I'm going to take it one step further. I think...
There's only one step further, man. All right, go ahead.
I think it's like in the Thriller video... Where they all come out of the graves.
Yeah.
But then straight out of the grave, straight into each other.
Oh, so you think it was a graveyard smashing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Big time orgy.
Oh, wow, yeah.
I mean, what else is a graveyard smash? You want to fucking, hey, bro, Saturday night, graveyard smash? What does that mean?
Yeah, a graveyard smash is what you did in high school when you couldn't get out of your house away from your parents. You went to the graveyard. No?
Just me? All right. Don't kink shame me.
I don't trust doctors, and I only fucking graveyards.
I'm going to edit out all of the laughter after everything I say, so people are just like, whoa. Hey, he was serious about that.
Okay, and then it caught on. I want to know a little bit more about the Monster Mash, and also, what an unoriginal title. Imagine if every dance we did was a human mash.
Sure. I think that there are... the numbers of monsters are few enough that a monster doing a dance is good enough. Like, if the Kia hamsters started dancing, you're not going to be like, well, they're doing the Cabbage Patch.
Can you imagine?
I had to go straight for Kia hamsters, too, not just regular hamsters.
I love those guys.
Oh, buy a Kia, everybody.
I did. I bought two.
If some sort of creature that is not a human starts dancing, I feel like we're the base, so everything they do, it's like, you gotta put monster before. Which is why he even clarifies. They said they did the mash, and he's like, to clarify, it was the Monster Mash.
Not to be confused with the regular mash, which is a real dance that people were doing at this time.
What is the mash?
Mash potato!
You can't just sing mash potato! You're so bad.
I would
Your
dance.
One job is to come in here with information. And you have refused to tell me who Leon Russell is and what the mash is.
I also,
that you brought up.
Listen, not to add insult to my own injuries here, I did try to open my water bottle and got it all over my whole crotch.
Okay, I know that it's a bad thing when people do a live show and they describe things very visually, but Miel is sitting as if she just had a big dinner and unbuckled her belt.
It's because I'm dressed like a man.
And she's got this cummerbund. It is very much like you're dressed like a man.
Hey, guys, am I doing it right?
Unfortunately, yes.
It feels good.
So yeah. I didn't know. I learned a lot and simultaneously so little.
Sure.
There's a monster. There's a singular monster dancing in a dance that I don't know what it is. And I don't really know what the doctor's doing. Maybe he's dancing too.
It sounds like he's dancing too. Unless there are a series of other monsters in the lab. In which case, for him to refer to only one as my monster seems like a bit of a personal choice.
It's like a big and little.
Ooh, yeah. It's like
Have you seen 50 Shades? Have you seen it?
What? Is that a 50 Shades thing? I thought you were talking about like sororities.
Sorry, Google it.
No, I can't Google any. Never mind. Next clip.
From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble abode to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
Okay.
Can you tell me what he just said?
From my laboratory in the castle east to the master bedroom where the vampires feast.
On what?
The ghouls all came from their humble abodes to get a jolt of my electrodes. This is absolutely all fucking. You are correct.
The master bedroom to feast? That's yeah, what I call it.
It's true blood all
hey,
in there.
Meet me in the bedroom. Let's feast.
No, sorry. Gotta go fast. Yeah, what is... why are the vampires feasting in his master bedroom? What's going on there?
I'll tell you why.
Please.
Because beds give you more, flexibility. The cushion, the structure.
For eating? I didn't mean... Okay, yeah.
You heard
How
it.
Are you the perv here?
Have you seen me? It's funny because I'm Dracula.
I haven't pointed out that we're both wearing children's costumes.
Yeah.
Just a fun little detail.
We
Back
can fit
to the
into
song.
Them. So I want to know... At first, I was like just a normal scientist doing some weird stuff with a dead guy. And then...
Yeah.
As one does... Then he's introducing all these other monsters that just, like, he knows where they live?
No, I think they live in his house. It's like a Brady Bunch scenario.
Who the fuck is this guy, then? Is he a monster?
No, he's just a regular scientist who has a bunch of monsters crashing with him.
Where did he meet them?
No specificity
here. Monster Mingle, bitch.
Monster, he met them on Monster.
This episode's sponsored by Monster Mingle.
Meet your monster match tonight.
So he's in his lab. I'm just trying to keep track. He's in his lab with Frankenstein just having a groove.
Yes.
The vampires ran from one part of the building to a different part of the building, never interacted with him.
They ran to the lab from the bedroom, presumably mid-coitus. They're like, hold on, is someone doing the mash?
Hang on, do I hear a dance move to no music?
I've given you blood, now rap for daddy.
And And then the ghouls from their humble abodes?
Mm-hmm.
That feels kind of racist.
Why? Oh, because it's like, oh, the ghouls, and they don't live in a castle like me.
Yeah, wait, they all live in shitty houses.
How
you know,
is that
ghouls.
Racist? Do you think that ghouls are a specific race?
In the if monsters are real, and you're like, the vampires, they live in castles. The ghouls, though.
Okay,
that's
so.
That's racism.
I don't think it's racism.
What would you call it?
I don't know, speciesism? Definitely not, because that
you're
suggests
telling me,
that.
Okay.
What race do you think vampires are?
Vampyra? Yeah, the phylum Vampyra. No, the phylum.
Okay.
The phylum is Monstera.
I'm going to let you keep talking. Go ahead.
Hear me out. The difference between species, the way they test it, I don't know why I know this.
What do you mean know this? We're talking about monsters.
Hear me out. It's relevant information. When they have sex with each other, I'm serious. The offspring will be sterile if they are not the same species, which is why if a donkey and a horse boink, a mule is sterile. Mules are sterile. You can fact check this. It's real. So I'm just saying, if we're saying they're different species, you think a ghoul and a vampire can't have a kid that can have kids? Is that what you're saying?
That was never part of the question. That was not once part of the question.
It's racism.
My entire question was, what race are vampires? We got to take an ad break, ladies and gentlemen. And we're back.
They all bleed the same blood.
Okay. Should we go to the next clip or have we figured out anything? Wait, to get a jolt
from the electrodes. Yeah, yeah. That's questionable. I feel like that's like a sex thing.
No, oh, that feels like a drug thing
drug
to me.
Thing.
Yeah, it's like everybody ran to the lab to get a jolt. To get a hit of his, the old crack pipe.
Is that what it is?
Monster crack.
That's
I don't
the
know.
Follow-up we deserved and never got.
They did some crack. They smoked some monster crack.
I would listen to that, honestly.
Yeah.
Okay, so they all ran to the lab when they found out the dealer had some again.
He is a dealer, yes.
And then the dancing is, I don't know, when you're high, it's you dance?
Yeah, maybe.
I can't figure out how these things are related to each other.
I don't know.
And why does he live with a bunch of monsters?
Rent is cheaper. I don't know.
Craigslist.
Yeah, Craigslist.
Okay.
I have a 10-bedroom castle looking for a monster to inhabit my domicile. All right, let's play the next clip.
The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests. Dracula and his son.
The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. It's not a party.
He brought his fucking son, Rick.
Brought his
son. The guy always drinks all the beer and never brings his own.
Oh, have you met my son, Rick? He is born from a human woman, so we gave him a human name.
And he's not sterile.
What is with this sterility thing that you're on?
If they can have a kid, I'm just saying.
Well, yes. Oh, wait, actually, the prospect of Dracula having a son opens up so many doors. How did
Dracula
this happen?
Dracula can fuck.
Well, yeah, I guess that's why he's in the vampire
Dracula
or in the bedroom feasting.
Come.
Don't. I don't want to go down this road. Let's just agree that Dracula has come and move on.
I think that's what Bobby was going for with this verse. You guys, think about Dracula coming. All right. Wait,
next
did that
line.
Mash?
The zombies were having fun. Where did they come from?
I want to know where they live. Why do we get descriptions for the first two?
I don't know.
Well, the graveyard.
Presumably, but
that
okay,
the
party had just begun. This is switched from him working late last night to a pop-up party happening because a monster couldn't stop dancing in his lab.
Also, he said, like, the guests as if there were invites for this party. Did Frank just, like, throw a house party like without asking his dad?
I think so. So fuck you, Frank.
Is this just Aaron's party?
Yes. This song is just Aaron's party from Frankenstein's perspective.
But the parents stayed there the whole time and wrote a song about it.
Here's a little bit of old school. It goes a little something like this.
I was working in the lab.
Well, that's not the punch up we did, but it should have been. I cannot get over the guests included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. First of all, very boring choice of monsters. Secondly, don't just say "and his son." That's not a party. These are just people showing up at your house. It's Mother, okay?
The easiest punch-up would just be to leave the song exactly the same and then add Dracula and his son, Reginald.
Here, you just punch it up right now.
Yeah. This part's fine. That's exposition. We need that.
Dracula and his son.
Crick.
Did you say Crick?
Crick.
Oh, you had so much time to think of a name, and you came up with Crick.
I got too into the song. I forgot what we were doing.
You got scared. Craig would have worked. Rick would have worked.
Crick.
Crick. All right, the next line is...
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the match.
They played the monster match.
I cannot understand a damn word that they just said.
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor was on chain, backed by his baying hounds.
Wait, his banging hounds?
baying hounds.
Baying?
It's probably baying.
Like, baying?
Yeah,
ooh,
baying.
Ooh, got it.
Yeah.
Got it. That's a word you don't hear often.
The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five. Every single line of this has something that I need to question.
Where to begin?
The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds.
What
sounds?
Fucking sounds?
What scene?
Well, I think we know the scene.
Just my lab Except was rocking?
The doctor's jerking off to all these monsters.
Why is he jerking off now?
Why is he hanging out with them? Why did he make a monster?
He's not hanging out. They invaded his space.
They're swingers, all of them.
Okay. Igor was on chain, backed by his baying hounds.
So wait, Igor is the lab assistant, right?
Yes.
So he's been here the whole time.
Yeah, doing nothing.
What was he going to do with that monster?
Presumably, when the monster started dancing, he was just like, oh, okay. I think I can get into it. He's the one who it caught on with.
He was the one. Quick sidebar. Is Igor a slave?
Oh, yeah.
He's a slave. And then they gave him chains?
The chains are an instrument, so it's fine. Also, the fact that he's using chains as instruments, presumably when there's no one else playing, backed by his baying hounds. So it's just...
Why does he have dogs?
Ooh,
he gets dogs?
Yeah,
they're in the lab? This isn't sanitary.
Okay, look, Werewolf is showing up. He's bringing his whole posse.
Those aren't dogs,
Eric,
though.
Eric, Turtle, Drama, everyone's coming, all right?
They are monsters, guys. Rewatch it.
That is true. We should have dressed up as the characters from Entourage.
Oh my God, you're such a turtle.
I know I am, but it still hurts that you say that.
I say it every day.
You call me up in the morning. Okay.
And
the
then,
coffin bangers were about to arrive. Every verse, he's just like, adds another thing in that's like, by the way, the vampires were probably fucking.
Is that vampires?
Coffin bangers?
Because he's already said zombies, ghouls, and vampires, so what is a coffin banger?
I don't know. I think it's just another term for more vampires.
Hear me out, dude. Hear me out. Are you ready? The banging is coming from the outside.
People who bang on coffins?
They want to get in.
What? Just like daredevils? People are like, I gotta die. What are you doing? Okay. People at home cannot see that you are making a jerk-off motion.
Tiny, tiny jerk-off motion.
Very tiny.
I'm just saying. I don't know what that fucking means.
Sure. No, I don't either.
Coffin bangers.
Does anyone in this room have a guess as to what coffin bangers means?
One person is
shaking their head. Sir, what is your name?
Zach.
Zach, what do you think coffin bangers are?
Drummers?
You know, we tried going to the audience and it didn't work out.
So sorry, Zach. Thank you, but please don't speak at the show anymore.
Your name will be on a flyer at the door. You are no longer allowed here.
You are banned from UCB. Thank
Honestly,
you.
No idea. That isn't... I mean,
it's not a bad guess.
It's not a bad guess. It does sound like a thing where it's like, I guess they use their coffins as drums.
Yeah. It's like the street musicians. I'm actually on board with Zach. I'm sorry, Zach.
Zach, unfortunately, I can't take your face down off the wall. You will still not be allowed to be here.
No, it's the guys sitting on the coffins like...
Oh, playing the like... Djembe, I don't know what it's called. They're playing that drum.
The wood box.
Yeah. The cajon, that's what it is.
That's nut in Spanish.
I know it is. Words can mean multiple things. And then with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker 5. What kind of fucking a cappella group is showing up to a grown-ass man's party?
I think it's like a barbershop quintet.
Yeah. Why?
They're just people. They're going to be demolished by all these monsters in the second suit.
It is just people with like a monster-themed name that he found on Craigslist, and they're like, oh, fuck.
Oh, shit. You guys are going to eat my dick off.
How much are we getting paid? Oh, we're not? Why did you sign up for this?
I don't know. He's a scientist. I trusted him.
The exposure.
Yeah. No to monster diseases. Sorry.
Name one monster disease.
Chlamydia. Have you had it? Have you had it?
No.
It's a monster.
Okay. Well, that's part of the resume now.
You guys get tested.
If we're here to say one thing, it's get tested. You might have a monster disease. All right, the next part of the song.
Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said, whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
Okay, so the lyrics for this part is... From his coffin, Drax's voice did ring. Seems he was troubled by just one thing.
I was.
He came out of his coffin, he shaked his fist, saying, whatever happened to my Transylvanian twist, it's now the mash. Dracula got culturally appropriated. In the middle of the fucking song.
So what happens when you live in a coffin?
And they proudly, this entire time, are being like, hey, what is the monster mash? And he's like, hey, just real quick, guys, whatever happened to my, the song that I told you about? It's now the mash. It's now the monster mash.
And you get no royalties.
You don't get a goddamn thing, you old fucking idiot.
I also call Dracula that. He's my dad. Guys, I'm Craig. I have a question. Is the Transylvania twist a dance?
Okay, no.
It's not.
I
think it's a dance. I don't think it's a song. I think the Transylvania twist is like...
It's just the twist?
Yeah. And the mash is like...
No one at home can see what you're doing. She's doing the hand jive now.
It's not a mash. You're mashing potatoes with your hands.
There are multiple moves to the hand
jive. Okay, the mash is this.
You're just punching the ground now.
I don't know, but that's what I'm asking. Is that what that is?
You're asking the wrong person. If we are led to assume that it is, then he definitely stole it from someone else. So I think it's just a chain of people being like, but that was my thing. And it's like, no, it's now the mash.
Okay, well then, Dracula, get over it.
Yeah, Dracula, cultural appropriation is not even a fucking big deal.
He said it.
Okay, the silence does not help me on the recording, y'all. Doesn't help me. Because everyone's like, yeah, we all agree. You're all culpable too. You're complicit. Each and every one of y'all, say your names in post.
Whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster.
That is funny, though.
It's so funny.
That's a funny line.
It's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
I wanted to play the chorus again because in context of them stealing Dracula's dance or song, they go, it's now the monster mash, and it's a smash, and it's a graveyard smash. They're just being like, by the way, we stole it, and guess what? It's a fucking hit record, you idiot.
Another question.
You get nothing.
Is that not putting the cart in front of the horse? That's what? Not the expression I'm looking for.
Putting the cart before the horse?
Is that it?
Yeah, so saying that it's
cart,
a smash
the
in
goes,
the song?
Yeah, wait, quick question. The cart does go before the horse. Wouldn't that be putting the horse before the cart?
No, the cart does not go before the horse. Meow, this is an ages-old expression.
The cart goes in front,
you're not
and
about
the horse pushes.
You were not about to pull a gotcha on a millenniums-old phrase.
Please, I practiced it for the show.
The cart does not go before the horse, okay. Because if it did, then the horse would run straight into the fucking cart.
No, the horse is walking backwards.
Oh, okay. Sorry. I forgot you meant a moonwalking horse.
Guys,
then yes.
I was homeschooled. Give me a break.
One day you're going to have just a doll made of you and pull a string and it's just, I was homeschooled.
I'm from an island. So then.
Edging.
The correct phrase then, isn't he putting the cart before the horse? It feels wrong. By saying the song's a smash the first time they've ever sung it?
Yeah. It's kind of like when a rapper drops a song, they're like, another hit, baby, at the top. And you're like, sing the lyrics first, man.
Or like Pitbull calling himself Mr. Worldwide in his first song.
That works, though, because I think as soon as... The thing is, if you have never heard the phrase Mr. Worldwide and someone just confidently says, Mr. Worldwide, you're like, well, I guess he has... Yeah. Who am I to judge him? I've never met another Mr. Worldwide.
I feel like Mr. Worldwide is the planter's peanut.
Why? Okay. Let's hold on to the podcast. Explain yourself.
Have you seen the pictures of him? He's everywhere. He travels a lot.
He's in exactly one location, and that's the label of a Planters Peanuts can.
You haven't done a deep dive on his pictures, man.
I haven't. I guess not.
He wears a bikini in some.
Why? He's always naked.
You remember Rule 34? That's not what it's called. It's a great Google search image replacement.
We're cutting this. We're cutting this whole show.
Yeah, anyway. Okay, I get it. They made a smash song, and they wrote a whole song to brag about it.
The thing is, like, if you ever make a song that isn't a hit and you say it's a smash, then that's embarrassing. But considering that we've heard this song...
Like the show Smash that was canceled?
Sure, but they didn't start every episode by going, like, this is a smash show.
You clearly didn't see it.
I saw one episode for a podcast.
I appreciate your honesty.
I don't lie. I can't. I'm Sonic. He never lies.
Right, Sonic the Hedgehog, George Washington. They have that in common.
Always tell the truth.
I feel like I don't know what else he could have to say in this fucking song.
Well, believe it or not, he has at least one more verse of talking to say. And the way it starts, considering that we just set up the fact that he stole a song from Dracula, is so funny to me.
Now everything's cool, Drac's a part of the band, and my Monster Mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. Get to my door, tell them what is said.
Then you can mash.
So it starts off by saying, now everything's cool. Drac's a part of the band.
That's so nice they gave him that.
Yeah, so very chill of them.
I feel like we breezed right past the fact that he had already said Dracula was invited with his son.
I think he was saying guests just as in people who were there, not necessarily as in like actually people that were invited.
So he introduced Dracula before Dracula arrived. And
yes.
Now Dracula gets two subsequent mentions after.
Well, it feels like Dracula showed up with his son, went to take a nap in his coffin, started banging on the coffin, was like, oh, wait, now hold on. I just remembered I had a thing. What happened to that? And then they're like, we took it. It's ours. Do you want to join the band? He says, sure.
Can you imagine Dracula, like, playing a guitar?
Yeah. It's a very easy thing to imagine.
Just shredded an electric guitar.
Sound, yeah, it's a beautiful picture in my head. If only you could all see it. No, I wish we had set up one thing, and it's a picture of Dracula playing the guitar, ladies and gentlemen.
You guys, stick around after the show. Maybe, you know, things get weird. I'll do it for you. So, Drac in the band. Everyone's psyched. It's all over the land. Again,
yes, my Monster Mash is now the hit of the land.
Getting pretty logistically incorrect that this song could have come out before the song's over.
And then he says something like, and for you at home, the song's for you too. If you get to my door, tell him Boris sent you.
He said the living.
Oh, and you for you, the living, this song's for you too.
We probably should have pulled up the lyrics, but we didn't.
No, we
You're
don't.
You're welcome.
Look, we prepare one thing, and it's costumes. Things that people at home will not see. And then he says, and if you get to my door, tell them Boris sent you.
Which is not this singer's name. His name is Bobby.
Yep.
He's trying to say, I cannot believe Boris didn't sue for defamation from this. Boris Karloff is a real person, and he just pretended to be him for this whole song, and then even named it saying, I'm Boris.
That is weird.
You think that's legal? Beyonce's like, ooh, I'm Rihanna.
Yeah, sure. I think it's fine.
I don't think you could do that.
Look, as a legal professional, I see no problem here, and I think everyone's following the rules and having a good time, so why complain?
Isn't that the whole point of this podcast?
Yeah.
Complaining's my love language.
That's only half a joke.
I'm a Cancer, sorry.
I've said that every day I've known you.
Mm.
Love you. So anyway, he says, if you get to my door, tell him Boris sent you. If you show up to someone's door, why are they not answering the door? Why do you have to say, oh, the person who lives here sent me?
This man has slaves. We've already established
sure.
that.
Slave singular.
Well, Igor is going to walk down, like limp down to the door.
Yeah.
And let the guests in for sure.
Sure.
He'll have the dogs take over chain duty. Which, by the way, there's dogs and Wolfman in this universe.
Yes.
They're separate. It's like Goofy like owning a dog.
I was going to say, it's Goofy. It's a Goofy Pluto scenario.
Okay. I mean.
All checks out.
Feels racist. I'm saying it.
I don't think you know what a race is, and that's. Believe
you
me,
do
I
Sonic?
Know what a race is. Woo!
Really
no one cool. at home gets to see me accidentally kick a water bottle off the stage.
For the best.
There is one more clip.
No, come on. They said everything
no,
they gotta say.
It's after the last chorus, but it's essentially some vocal work that can't go ignored.
Then you can monster mash.
It's a lot of growling, so I presume that's the sound of the Monster Mash. It's going.
It sounds exactly like Igor from Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is there
an Igor? Nightmare Before Christmas? No, I'm just kidding. That's a really deep reference, but it does
Google
it.
There's an Igor in Nightmare Before Christmas?
Yeah, Dr. Finkelstein. I'm not going to expose
pretend,
how much
don't
I know.
Don't pretend like you don't know. Like you just came out kicking about Nightmare Before Christmas, and you're like, oh, I've never even seen it.
I was homeschooled.
We only had one tape, and it was Nightmare Before Christmas.
I think it's supposed to be the monster.
Which,
guys, his name's not Frankenstein. That's the doctor. Read a book.
His name is... Okay, here's my thing about this. If Frankenstein's monster is made by Frankenstein, then he's technically Frankenstein's son. Frankenstein's probably the doctor's last name, so it's fine to also call the son of Frankenstein, Frankenstein.
Have you not heard of Mary Shelley?
Yes, I have.
Try reading it. That's not what they say.
Well,
and
right.
She made the rules, unless you're trying to reinvent it. But
yeah,
that is
I'll
appropriating. So, I mean.
Look, if it's fine to appropriate Dracula, it's fine to appropriate some old ass Irish novel about a green monster getting mad or something. I didn't read it.
I think you're thinking of the Hulk, but that's fine.
That's my secret. I'm always angry for dancing.
Every time I do that voice now, I just think, now rap for daddy. you can get your Rap for Daddy shirts online at punchatthejam.com.
I really wish someone would say that in the bed and just see how it goes. Just some brave person just to try it. Maybe, you know, you've been dating for 10 years. Nothing's going
to
happen.
Shout out to the person who said hello to me at the airport and told me that they listened to our podcast instead of having sex with their partner one time. So next time you do that, try this move. Just give them a Rap for Daddy.
That's where you freestyle while you fuck.
Sure. Make sure you do it on the beat. Just some friendly sex tips from Sonic the Hedgehog and Dracula's Child.
My name's Crick.
Right, Crick Dracula.
So I feel that's like the end of the song.
It is the end of the song. And now we've sort of taken it upon ourselves to fix that little mess.
I feel like we could distill it into a single thesis about the core issues we have with the song. I will say that he describes... Oh, I thought you were raising your hand. I was like, you don't have to do that here.
Miel, can I say something?
I mean, I am in the middle of a sentence, but...
Okay, fine. No, you... Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I think maybe my issue is that he describes the Monster Mash, which I don't know if that's a dance or a song, but...
Never clarifies.
That's fine.
It's both.
That's fine. In any case, he really breezes past the most interesting part, which is that all these monsters are in a room together. And I don't know what they're doing in there.
No, we don't. They say it's a party, and then the rest of it doesn't describe a party as much as it does a very bad, like, college concert.
Yeah, that feels like a after-school program.
Yes.
That you don't want to
go
to.
And then also, the most boring monsters are showing up. It's not very spooky.
No, and honestly, when I listen to a Halloween song, I'm looking to get spooked.
You're looking to get spooked. You're looking to get a little bit of a shock. Yeah, some jolts to your electrodes, you know?
Well, that's... I got a guy for that.
I got a guy to jerk me off every time I need to get a little scare. That's my impression of you. That's what you sound like.
My secret is I don't know when he's coming.
He knows when you're coming.
All right, whoa. Should we
yeah.
stop miming jerking off?
Sorry. Okay, so we took it upon ourselves
to fix all the things that we didn't like about this song.
And maybe we wrote a new song.
It's about time that the Monster Mash was done away with, and we got a new Halloween hit. So we figured we'd write our own version of the Monster Mash.
And we're going to try really hard not to forget the words.
No, we're going to forget the words, and that's fine, because there will be a studio version also on this podcast.
October 31st, it was Hallow's Eve. Wolfman and I were about to leave when our roommate Frankenstein called to ask,
"Didn't I have some friends over for a little kickback?"
Dracula and I said,
"Frank, that's fine. I hope you and your friends have a spooky fun time."
But when we returned to our home address, those shitheads turned the place into a huge fucking mess. It was a spooky shindig, full of monster bigwigs.
By the way, no relation
to
for legal clarification. Frankenstein was drunk, passed out on the couch. Godzilla threw a bunch of dicks over his mouth. Someone pissed in the sink. It was probably the ghosts. They were losing beer pong to Eileen Wuornos.
Alien and Predator had to step in because Darth Vader started creeping on our female friends. The Cloverfield monster left the front door open, and Jaws didn't make it. He died, leaving the ocean.
Down in the kitchen, Shrek was raiding our fridge. He ate all our deli meat and called me a bitch. The game of strip poker turned rowdy quick.
Gollum got a look at Mike Wazowski's dick.
Do
you remember the clown from It? And when I say It, I mean the movie named It. That's not to be confused with the pronoun of It. Well, anyway, they stole a bunch of money from my dresser. I'm gonna kick Frank's ass. This was not a kickback.
But I love a good rager.
We can clean it up later.
We tried to be nice and put old Frank in bed, but the headless horseman was in there getting some head. Then we played Truth or Dare, and Jason picked Truth. He admitted he had sex with Nosferatu.
Terminator showed up with a bunch of blow. Krampus used the TV to play music videos. The Teen Wolf showed up and got too stoned. Then he played Wonderwall on his saxophone. That's when things ran into the ground. Neighbors called the cops because of all of the sound. The police saw beer and charges were filed. Apparently the Babadook is technically a child.
The cops made arrests around 12 o'clock. Then the gremlins came out and ate them up. They chewed them and gnashed them with their teeth. And then Gizmo started screaming.
Oh, fuck the police!
There was blood everywhere. It got in King Kong's hair.
Freddy's outfit was ruined.
But the gremlins kept chewing.
Are you kidding me? You bring this blood
to got blood all over it. An expensive outfit. It cost me so much money to make this. The quarter round of pants will be home. Look, we're gonna Venmo. We're going to Venmo me. And I know you have my Venmo. We went to dinner last week, so pay me for what you did. We definitely fixed it. We fixed a lot of things tonight, but most importantly, we fixed a, 56-year-old song?
Yeah, someone had to do it.
Yeah,
it's about time.
This is a public service. What?
Jinx, you owe me shut up.
Jinx, I owe you a vial of blood.
That's vampire cum.
I thought we moved past it. Yeah, Dracula has come. We established.
So, I personally feel like describe the monsters better.
Sure. And you don't have to reach out and say that some of those people aren't monsters. We know. It's fine. Comedy.
Oh, it's because you never saw Monster?
Yes.
The movie. Charlize Theron, she was amazing.
I am on her side.
all right, this person's seen Monster. She gasped very loudly. I guess I've made a mistake. I'll watch Monster and issue a correction on the next episode. Anyway, yeah, we fixed that.
And that takes us to our final segment.
You can't punch this.
I thought it would be fun.
Yeah.
Tell me if I'm wrong. To do a Halloween song, Unpunchable Gems.
Sure.
Of which there's very few.
There's very few. We've added another one.
Yeah, you're welcome.
You're very welcome.
You guys should... No, not going to say it.
Don't say something and then say you're not going to say it in the middle of a crowd. Because now we all want to know what you were going to say.
I'll say it. Should put it on a Halloween party.
Mm-hmm.
See if everyone graveyard smashes.
You want to see if people fuck to our song? At a party? Hey, tell you what. If you fuck to this song at a party, send us a video. We'll share it on the Twitter account. Please don't do that. They will shut down our Twitter account again.
Again.
This time they will be justified. Yeah.
So I chose a song that I don't feel like enough people know, and you should, because it's so goddamn good. It's by a little guy named Donald Glover and Tracy Morgan, and it's called Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, baby!
Absolutely unpunchable jam.
Werewolf Bar Mitzvah, spooky, scary. Boys becoming men, men becoming wolves. Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
This is a perfect
spooky,
Halloween
scary
parody novelty
boys
song.
Becoming men, men becoming wolves.
All right, that was great, Trey. Okay, it's over. That's a wrap.
Yeah.
So that's Donald Glover, you guys. Redbone.
The funniest thing about the funniest thing about that song is that the song itself is Tracy Morgan singing it, but for the chorus, it's Donald Glover doing a Tracy Morgan impression.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh my God, I thought it was all Tracy Morgan.
No.
Wow, trivia, come through.
Which is very funny.
Yeah, if you put it on a Halloween party, no one's going to know it's a parody song, but if someone pays attention, they're like, you're funny. Who are you? I like you.
Hey, you did this pretty good.
Yeah, you win people with comedy. Trust me, it's worked for me.
Yeah, you're at a funeral, make them laugh.
I didn't say that.
I'm saying it. Me, Demi! Sonic the Hedgehog.
What's your Unpunchable Gem?
Well, I went a similar route. The thing is, I was going to do a song that I'm like, oh, it's not really a Halloween song, but I think it fits the vibe. And then you told me your Unpunchable was Werewolf Bar Mitzvah. And I was like, well, I'm going to do another novelty.
It's also a Werewolf Bar Mitzvah.
It's also, no, I did a Halloween song that I love that people, some people don't know, but a lot of people that do know think it's goofy and fun. And that is DJ Jazzy Jeff and Fresh Prince's A Nightmare on My Street. Which is a completely unlicensed song that they wrote that is just the plot of a Nightmare on Elm Street movie. Yep. And like New Line Cinema was like, hey, you can't use, like, you have to label this as unlicensed, because they like started shooting a music video and were like using Freddy Krueger and shit. And they were like, no, don't do that. So they deleted the music video.
I'm sorry, wasn't he like relatively established?
He was very famous. So this was by the time of like the third movie in the Nightmare on Elm Street franchise.
So he didn't get that? There's like trademark laws?
They just made the song. They put it on their album, and I guess not. Like, it doesn't seem like they ever were like, should we ask about whether or not we can legally say Freddy Krueger in here?
I mean, who's laughing now? You guys see his YouTube?
That's true. He's a YouTube star.
He's my favorite YouTuber.
Mine's the one that says the N-word while playing video games.
That's too
you
many.
You pick which. I was going to say, you pick which. Yeah, A Nightmare on My Street.
He wears the same hat and sweater every single day. And even if it's hot outside, he wears it anyway. He's going on the way, but he shows up when I'm asleep.
I can't believe that there's a nightmare on my street. It's incredible.
Parents just don't understand.
Yeah, every Will Smith song is the same, and that's fine because they're all a banger. Every Will Smith song is unpunchable, I'm sorry to say.
Wicked Wow Wow.
Perfect stanza. Walt Whitman, eat your fucking heart out. So those are our unpunchable jams. What do we do after this part of the show?
I never know.
No. Should we just, you guys want to go home? Yeah, let's do that.
I want to say thank you so much for coming out.
For real. Thank you,
this
everyone.
This is our first show in LA and only our second show ever. Mm-hmm. And it's still wild to me that you guys want to watch us talk for an hour.
I mean, you don't know where they are now. They definitely did at one point.
At one point,
and that's
you wanted
matters
to watch us talk for an hour. So thank you so much.
Thank you so much for coming out. Yeah. If you want to follow the show, You can do that on Twitter at Punch Up The Jam.
Yeah, and we also post pictures on our Instagram every week.
Yeah, including many pictures from this show so that you all understand what the fuck
is
going on.
Shout out Ed. Yeah, taking pictures Ed all Ballot. Goddamn night.
Thank you so much.
I know. Other than that,
Miel, you're on Twitter at Miel Monster.
Yeah, and it's fucking good.
Yeah.
Great Sorry, tweets. What? Where are you?
I'm at Justin Bieber still. I have a secret Twitter, and that's at Electrolemon if you want to follow that.
If it doesn't get suspended again, bad boy, bad boy.
Bad boy. Gonna post some videos of people fucking the Monster Mash. Sorry, Frankenbash.
And I guess by the time this comes out.
Yeah, we'll have a Patreon.
We're gonna post
the downloads of these songs and then also some other shit. So thank you so much for coming, everybody. Give yourselves a round of applause and let's get on out of here.
Okay, that was
Punch the Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
Hey.
Punch
the
Jam.
Punch
the Jam.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.